This is reading on Paula Vicker, V-I-C-K-E-R, Vicker, Paula, P-A-U-L-A. Date of birth is 4/26/45. Date of visit is 2/3/22. Please make a copy for Dina Doolin, D-O. That's Dina, D-I-N-A, Doolin, D-O-O-L-I-N, D-O. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is parental illness. This is a 76-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, has been short of breath with activity, and has an occasional cough with sputum production. The patient had a recent low-dose CT, which showed no suspicious nodules. But there was a fracture of the vertebral body. Fracture of the vertebral body at the L2 level. And the lung fields were clear and there was no lymphadenopathy. Next paragraph, past history, patient's past history included history for pneumonia and history for depression and a previous MI, shared hypertension and hypothyroidism and restless leg syndrome. Surgery includes tonsillectomy and appendectomy. Tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, and history for carpal tunnel relief and coronary artery disease with stenting. Next paragraph, habits patient smoked for 50 years, about a pack per day, no alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to peanuts. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of a stroke, father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, system review, patient has fatigue and no weight loss, no double vision or cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, frank pains, no hay fever, joint pains. And she has shortness of breath with activity and wheezing. No abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. But has constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising and joint stiffness. No muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. Med list. Include a metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. Crestor, 10 milligrams daily. And amlodipine, 5 milligrams a day. Also advised to stop the albuterol. and use a nebulizer with Duonep solution. Also add Vixella to 50 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. And the patient was, also had Vixella. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 150, saturation 95. HEND and nonspheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung pupils. Prolonged expirations and no crackles. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, asthma and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. And the extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflex of 1 plus. No gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, brush number 1. COPD with emphysema and number 2 is essential hypertension, number 3 mixed hyperlipidemia, number 4 is hypothyroidism, and number 5 history of coronary artery disease. Next plan, the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest CT, and was advised to continue with Vixella, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff twice a day. Also, continue with her other medications, including bupropion, 150 milligrams a day, clonopin, 2 milligrams HF, and levothyroxine, 50 micrograms a day, and metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. So come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Please make a copy for Dina Doolin, D-O. Dina, D-I-N-A. Doolin is D-O-O-L-I-N. D-O. Thank you, Dr. Souza.